Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Today is definitely a very special day. It's an honor to interview the guest that I have today. You know what I'm saying? Legendary, multi-platinum. Shout out to the whole 504, Dirty South Louisiana. What's poppin'? Hey, boss, let them know who you are, man. It's an honor, bro.
Man, it's Reginella from the Gambino
family,
formed
the
No Limit Records.
Man, that's huge, man. That's huge, boss. And it's an honor for you to be on my show, man. So, like, let's take it back. Like, how did it all start for you?
Well, it started, back in, you mean, like, with the No Limit thing?
Now, I'm talking about, like, you as an artist. Like, what were some of your inspirations and like, what led up to the whole No Limit Records and P thing?
I had been writing raps and, you know, doing the music when I was maybe like 11 years old, something like that.
That's talent,
but I wasn't,
boss.
You know, I wasn't serious about it then. I got serious about it when P started the No Limit thing.
Yeah.
Then that's when I kind of started taking it serious, like.
That's what's up. So, like, what, how did you guys end up meeting? Like, and how did you get P's attention?
Well, you know, that's my cousin. You know, man, we actually is cousins on my mama's side. And you know, by me, you know, by that being my cousin, that's another reason why I took it serious. You know, I was like, all right, this is what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna get my skills right. And I'm gonna holler at people.
That's basically what happened,
you know.
So, okay, like, and that was pretty much the start of it. So, like, once you guys were selling records, you guys was booming. Like I said, it's an honor for you to be on my show. I remember back in the day as a youngin', bro, when y'all was releasing albums left to right, me and my partners would get a group. I grabbed one album, he grabbed the other. You feel me? Then we exchange the next week later to, you know what I'm saying, to peep it out, to hear it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, man, bro, it was just a dope experience. So, like, to see you guys on top of the world, you know what I'm saying? I know recently you guys had a little falling out or disagreement, I must say. Like, what actually caused that? Are you able to speak on it?
For me, it was that I just ain't like the way, you know, he really did everything. And then, meaning, like, the business side, you know, not showing us the business side of the music thing. You know, because there's a lot of stuff that we were supposed to get that we didn't get.
Right.
But we didn't know the business.
Wow.
And I really felt like, I mean, if you ain't gonna show nobody the business side, at least you will show your little cousins.
True.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. Cause like, and that even falls back to some of the artists today. You know, like, I think owning you is the most important thing you could ever do. You know what I'm saying? As far as being an artist, you know, from publishing and copyrights and all that. You feel me?
Right, right. And we never received none of that. No publishing or nothing like that, because we didn't even know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, and then, you know, to get up there, you know, in your interviews and make it seem like we messed up or we was out, we spent our money on this and that and it's coming out like what I've been saying. In like past interview, it's all coming out now that everything I've been saying was true.
Right, man. Hey, and that's crazy because, like, bro, the impact that y'all had alone in Chicago, though, bro, like, was deep.
And you know what? I got right now, my buzz in Chicago is real. I mean, it's like, I think number one or number two, like, and.
Hey, it's real. Hey, people rocking with you, bro. Hey,
yeah.
Like dead ass, bro. Like, You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Y'all all were so talented and gifted, bro, to even be, for, you know what I'm saying, for this to even have to happen, especially if this going to happen, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't expect it from your blood, right, or, you know what I'm
that
talking about?
Just like, that, I don't mean to cut you off. That just like when he said, wait, what he said? People should be thankful. People should be grateful for the opportunity. So, you know, I'm like, what good is the opportunity if I'm not going to reap the benefits from it?
True.
If that's the case, you could have just kept the opportunity. Oh. If it wasn't going to be beneficial to me, I wouldn't even say it nothing like that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, man, I agree with that, man. I definitely agree with that. And like, you know what I'm saying? The whole, like, I see you on social media speaking out, you know what I'm saying? The love you got for C Murder, man, that's real, bro. Because it's like...
Yeah, a lot of them times that, you know, when P had that up and left, and, you know, a lot of situations, C, you know, was there for us, you know, as far as, like, throughout, you know, when everything just went to, you know, going down, you know what I'm saying? When C came through for a lot of people. That's why he got a lot of love and respect.
Man, shout out to C Murder, man.
Yeah, man, free C Murder, man. Free Innocent.
Man.
I'm praying he come on this year.
Hey, man. That's real, bro. Because, like, C was another one, you know what I'm saying, that had an impact. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like that carried the weight of No Limit in his own rights.
Yeah, man. And that just, like, ain't no way in the world I would have, you know, got up there and said, you know, my brother not coming home.
Man.
Ain't no way. Even when, you know, they have people that get stuff overturned every other day, like, you know, if you've been through the system, you know. So ain't no such thing, you ain't coming home. You know what I'm saying? It's possible.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't mean to cut you off, because it's crazy things happening and people only getting a year and a day. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything right. Possible. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Like, me being a No Limit fan and just seeing everything unfold, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm always rep No Limit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had one of the dopest albums from No Limit, bro. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it said that y'all didn't really reap the benefits from that. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, y'all sold, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we sold. We should be, just like one interviewer said, we should at least be just off of the publishing.
Yeah.
You know, the ASCAP publishing side of our album by going platinum is certified. We should be, but we ain't getting nothing off that album.
That's crazy. I'm talking about, but even off of features, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all
was featured on platinum albums, multi-platinum albums on multiple times. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And
that alone.
And you know, nobody wrote our music. We wrote our own music. Man, we should have all kind of publishing.
Man, that's crazy. Like I said, like the sad thing about it though, bro, is like it was done by your own blood, bro. Like,
So people be thinking, you know, I be looking at people comments talking about I'm angry or I'm mad. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm mad.
You got
yeah,
the right.
My dad and my father really didn't wanna, you know, want me to. You know, to do that, because, he just feeling like I should just stay in school, because me and Malachi was still in high school when, you know, that came about.
Right.
So, you know, but he know I really wanted to do this. So, you know, he gave, you know, people permission, you know, he's like, that's your cousin, so, you know, you ought to be good. You never knew he was going to do that.
Man, that's crazy. But, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fast forward it to 2020, bro. You on the right track, my G. Like, you definitely on your shit, bro. The music is hotter than ever. You feel me?
Right.
Like, cause
appreciate
like,
that,
bro. Man, hey, because you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know when someone leave a machine or they leave something, they end up falling off lyrically. Or it's
right.
Like, y'all didn't miss a beat. You didn't miss a beat, bro.
And that's a crazy thing, because you know, I had wound up, you know, after the No Limit thing situation was, you know, was like, wasn't nothing happening, you know, the next thing I did, I had to go back to, you know, having us, you know, in and out of jail, I wound up catching the 9-year jokes, you know, doing time, doing 9 years, I did 85% of 9 years on a 10 murder. So, you know, but this was after No Limit, right. You know, when, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to, I started back, you know, doing hustling and, you know, doing all, and it led me to being in and out of jail and catching time and doing time. But when I'm just glad that I went through that while I was young. Because, you know, I was 16 when we came out with that Gambino family album. So I still, you know, it was better for me and Malachi because we were younger at the time due to now we still young. We, you know, we like in our prime.
Right.
As far as to being like up in our 40s or 50s, like, you know, peanut.
Right. Hey, y'all, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Just continue going, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I support it more than ever. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, fast forward it to now. Like, I see you speak on Turk. Everything all right with you guys? Or it was...
Man, me and Turk had... we was cool at one time. But Turk used to always, you know, holler at me about trying to get with No Limit. And, back around that time, you know, we was under, you know, like, P had people that be, you know, that be with, you know, with him, that, you know, we were the ones that was, we used to be with C.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, so, you know, C used to be all through, you know, New Orleans, you know, and I used to run into Turk even sometimes when I was in Wussy, and he used to holler at me about going. He used to holler at me about doing a song or trying to hook him up with No Limit. And this man had asked, C told me one day to go get him. C said, man, go get him, man, bring him up to the Baton Rouge to go do a song. To do a song. And I went to go pick him up, and he told me, you know, he had to make a stop. And to make a long story short, he made a stop. And did what he did, and the people was watching him, and they wind up pulling me over because he came back and got in my car. You know, I had stuff in there, you know, a gun and all this here, and we wind up catching the charge together. We went to trial, got found not guilty. That's why I don't even much understand what he even brought that back up for.
Right.
So, but... He told, I didn't even know he said that. Somebody had sent me a DM on Instagram. Sent me a DM on Instagram and asked me, did I hear what Turk said about me in the interview? So I'm like, no. I'm like, send it to me. And he sent the YouTube link to me. And I went on there. And the dude asked Turk, how did he feel about Young Buck leaving Cash Money and going to Juvenile. Going with G-Unit or something. And he was like, that's when he went to talking about, I was going through something. I was locked up at the time. Niggas who ain't want to take their charge. We got pulled over. They had drugs in the car, gun in the car, and all this. You went where I'm with the running there, you know. And I couldn't believe he must, you know, did that.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's definitely crazy.
Yeah. And I can see if you saying, like, you exposing somebody that snitched on you or ratted on you. You talking about something we went to trial on, but it really, by him bringing it back up, it all brought light to what we had missed.
Yeah.
About him telling. Yeah.
And that's crazy. Hey, it be the ones you least expected, bro.
Yeah, man. And he brought that up. He brought it up on himself because it was only three of us in the car with me. It was me, Turk, and one of my other partners when the people stopped us. And we wind up going to trial with two more people, with us three and two more dudes. The dude Turk had went to holler at, and another dude. So I wonder, we always wondering, like, how we get on the same charge together? And we were them, it was only three of us in the car. But the dude who Turk had went holler at, they had him under surveillance.
Wow.
So that's the dude that I had. I don't know if you seen the video that I had posted on my page when he was saying to a rat.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like I said, bro, like, I've been following you, bro. Like, man,
I'm like, that's T. That's my partner. That's who was on with the trial. That's who Turk went to go, you know, went to Suicide. And he, when I went around there to get him when he did that video, he was saying, "Man, y'all thought I was playing when I said he ratted." He said. He heard the police sergeant come over the radio and say, "Tap Virgil said, look in the wall." He said they would have never found that in the wall.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, he didn't get on the stand at trial and tell, but that's what he told him. That's the reason why they had to put that dude on the charge with us, like we was all together, in order for his statement to stick.
Right, and that's crazy. And it was only three of y'all in the car, and it ended up being
That's so why we go to trial with five people.
Nah, that's with crazy.
Two more people.
So, like, where is everything standing now? Do those people have any ill feelings towards Turk too, or is it?
T. You know, that's why he said what he said on the video that I got. You know, when I went and got the video, the video saying that what. Yeah, man, they come to find out. But you know what? This is what we missed. All us went, when we got arrested, they brought us to the police, 6th District Police Station first, and then we went to the lockup. But the whole time we was at the 6th District, all us was together. Turk was never with us.
Wow.
And then when we went to Central lockup, to the lockup.
Yeah.
All us was in the holding tank together. Turk wasn't even much with us at the lockup.
Wow. Hey, that right there says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And like I said, like, man.
I wouldn't have never knew this if he wouldn't have never brought that up.
Yeah, so he pretty much exposed his own self.
Yeah, his own self. And I think what he was trying to do, I think he was trying to put in the air like a no limit cash money versus something like it. That's what I'm trying to figure out, like, why would, you know, what made him even do that?
Right, man. I mean, with all that that's going on right now, do you even think that could be a possible chance, or?
That
it'll be a cash money, no limit versus.
I mean, it'd probably be possible on that, as far as like if P and Baby, you know, was, you know, they, but I don't, right. me and him could never, I don't affiliate with them kind.
On me, I already know, bro, but hey. So you know what I'm saying? But even on a brighter note, bro, like, you know, me, like I was telling you, like, I do the book thing. I do the independent film thing, bro. Hey, say less, bro. We could get it popping if you want to do a book. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the stories you tell, bro, could definitely be a book, an inspirational book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lesson learning book, bro. And it's nothing, bro.
Right. That's just like, yeah, I definitely want work on a book, and we definitely gonna do the link up for sure.
Man, you'll be surprised, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, like on some turning something into something, like nothing into something, bro. Y'all right. Definitely did that, bro. You feel me? And trust me, bro. Like, trust me, bro. Like, don't ever think like, oh, woo out the bam. Bro, trust me, bro. Y'all got an impact. Y'all stamped. Y'all official. You feel me? Like,
appreciate that, bro. That's why I keep. You know, I ain't. I'm mad at it. I'm getting better and better. I mean, I'm focused. I'm you know, but I really, the first interview I did talking about the No Limit situation, I really, that was like a big old burden of, you know, like to just get that out. Like, you know, because I was tired of seeing an interview of him saying this about the artist was doing, you know, it's all, he always going to make everything about Pete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Already knowing. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all was loyal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hands down, y'all was loyal. Y'all and wasn't.
People say, oh, well, he looked out for Snoop. Why wouldn't he look out for Snoop? You think he wants somebody like Snoop with a name like Snoop to come back down the line years later and say, P did this? No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You think I know like C Murder going through it, what he going through, but you know what I'm saying about, hey, when he get out, bro, he definitely gonna have a story too to tell.
And you know what? That's what he know that too. That's why he ain't too in happy about trying. You know what I'm saying? Like I know where C at with it. I know it been too long again, and you innocent. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if my brother, man, if he was to get on a charge serious like that, well, you know, I would have, if I'd have had to send 10 lawyers in there,
yeah,
I'd have sent 10 of them.
On me, and like I said, like, bro, it's people that done did stuff, got out, did it right back again, and still got out.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, there's no way. And plus, P, you know what I'm saying? Not like, because, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't there, and I don't know P like that, but, like, to see what P worth. He could spend. Yeah. He could have threw something in his pocket or on some lawyers, bro.
Yeah, and then you know if you pay attention, the only thing that he said when he did the little interview when he said that about C and all this, when talking about the family thing and all this, when he said he did a lot of things for C, the only thing he came out of his mouth and said he did was he paid for him to go to my auntie's funeral, which is their grandma.
Man.
That was it. He couldn't even say nothing else.
Man, and that's crazy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cause like on the outside looking in, the way it, you know what I'm saying, just on the outside looking in, it made it seem like shit was peach and cozy. You feel me?
Yeah, that just like I don't know if you seen when I had did a little on my IGTV when I talked about and I was about to record something. I was at the studio at the time, and I had hit the recorder. But me and the dude where the studio I was at went to, you know, running it about, talking about, you know, some street shit, and we wind up getting on that, you know what I'm saying? And I hadn't forgot I had the camera running like
that. Yeah.
And I was just talking to him, telling him about, because I seen when he said the part about he was trying to negotiate with Beats by the Pound, you know, and I was like, you know, they really, to be honest with you, he never said, like, what the negotiation was for. You know, he just said they was negotiating, but it was all behind, Beats by the Pound really ain't had to negotiate nothing. Because that's their money already. The albums hadn't already came out. The beats was already on the album.
Yeah, so what? They wasn't eating either?
They were, like, for about a year. Either for about 11 or probably, I know it was a year. Between 11 months to a year.
Wow, because,
was working on, they was still doing beats. Everybody still doing features and stuff without even having no income coming in for that whole year.
Wow, that's crazy, bro. Like I said,
so just think, that's why I use KL for example. I said KL, off of each album, that's like he was dropping albums every 2 weeks. So that's like, that was like 23 albums that year.
Right.
Out them albums, KL by himself gonna have at least five. He gonna produce at least five tracks on each one of them albums, and he getting $5,000 a beat, and this ain't nothing that I'm just using that for example. He probably getting more than that. He probably getting less than that. But I knew at least he should have been at least getting $5 a
Man.
track. So just think about the money he just owed it, just him, not including the other folk.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how the, that's what they were trying to negotiate. But, you know, Beats by the Pound was ready to just get past that. You know, like, well, look, just give us this. You know, trying to, you know, just, we ain't worrying about getting paid everything. Just give us this and let's move forward. He ain't want to do that.
Wow. That's crazy. So like is anybody else, like, how is Silk in them? Like, Silk don't feel no certain way, or Mia X in them?
Silk, they feel some type of way, because they feel some type of way now, especially after the, you know, the Chronicles, the way he did it, like, since he ain't, you know, he went at him like, look, we're going to let by, and we're going to get past this, and you're going to do this and do that. But, you know, once he got done what he needed to get done, now you won't get up there and do go live with Snoop and say what you know, what you really, how you really feel.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Like, man, and like I said, like it's crazy. Like I said, like that's some like Jerry Heller. You know what I'm talking about? Like some some stranger type.
Yeah.
You feel me? But hey, man, it's so like what exactly do you got going on now? Like, I see you got the Life After No Limit album, right? Deluxe project.
Yeah, I'm about to drop the Life After No Limit Records Deluxe album, and after this album, I'm not even much gonna have another No Limit nothing. Like, it's just gonna be buried to me.
Yeah, hey. Y'all go get that album. I'm pretty. Do you got a release date for it or?
Yeah, Halloween day.
Hey, oh, it's gonna be scary out here. I'm already knowing that shit gonna be flaming, bro. I'm already knowing Halloween, Life After No Limits, Deluxe. You know what I'm saying? What you are? It's what, some more tracks on there? Deluxe.
Yeah, I'm going all new tracks.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man. So like what, like are you started your own label or?
Yeah, I got my own label, CMC, Criminal Minded Committed Records.
Shout out to CMC, man. That's dope, bro.
Yeah, and I've been on it. You know, the people starting to get the picture now. And then, you know, by not everything coming out, you know, Beats by the Pound just did an interview with All Hip Hop or something like that.
Yeah, I peeped that. They went crazy on that joint too. Like,
yeah, and everything that I've been saying
is coming out.
It's coming out,
man, bro. Y'all triumph so crazy, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Life After No Limit, Deluxe album, Halloween. Go get that.
And then we got, like, I want to address something else, too.
What up, boss? Like, get off your chest.
Crazy, man. Say, man, I hate for somebody to try to throw rocks and hide their hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you telling me, you sending me messages and messaging me and DMing me, like, man, you mess with me. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with you and P got going on. I mess with you. But then you get in an interview and say this, but you really just doing that, telling me that to keep me from coming at you because of what you doing or saying in the interview. Like, if you mess with somebody, stipulate what you talking about. Like, don't make this person think, because if you saying artists that was with No Limit, if you referring what you saying to artists that was with No Limit, then you got it. You referring to me and whoever else.
I'm already knowing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I see where you coming from. You feel me? I definitely see where you coming from.
Yeah, so I had to, you know, let him know, like, I'm not playing with y'all.
Man.
Yeah, I ain't playing. I ain't, don't mess with me. I ain't. You got it. We all going to see each other one day.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, man, but I don't like all that, you know, you saying, you know, y'all saying, say who you talking about. I'm gonna say what I'm talking about. You don't have to guess what I'm talking about.
Oh, me. All that subliminal can only get you so far.
Right. But I gotta send you this this new joint that I got that mandatory.
Oh man. If I'm not mistaken hey, if I'm not mistaken, that's a joint y'all you just posted, right? On your page.
Yeah.
Hey, from the bottom of my heart, bro, that shit flame as fuck, bro. Like, hey, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's in store, like, is it on iTunes and all that right now, or?
It's gonna be, man, people was asking me for it, so I just laid up and dropped it on. You could get it on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Alright, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely paid, you know what I'm saying? Much respect, man. You a whole icon out here, bro. You definitely paved the way.
I appreciate that, man. Anytime y'all need me, just let me know.
Oh, yeah, already. Whatever. Good looking, bro. Already, you know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna get the book popping. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on a magazine, and you know what I'm saying? I could definitely give you a page. You know what I'm talking about? We gonna get that work in, bro, ASAP.
And you might help me with this little program that I wanted to try to start to work with. Like, do you, like, I say kids, like, in between the ages of, like, 14, 15, 16, like, you know, that wanna rap. Do music, you know. I just want to like work with them. I don't know if I'm gonna do it like once a month, but like twice a month, we gonna go to the studio. You know, I'm gonna show them, you know, if they don't, how to write bars and you know how to,
that's
you know how to register, you know, their music, how to, you know, the publishing, you know, teach them about all that. So you know they won't get, you know, they'll know the business while they're young. So nobody wouldn't be able to.
Hey, that's, you know, real.
That's
yeah. Hey, I salute that. Hey, and I'm down 110%, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? When we get off here, I'm gonna let you know what I know, and then you know somebody, we gonna all tie together. You know somebody. Hey, and I'll definitely love to come down there. You know somebody. We go to a Boys and Girls Club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do what it do, and then I'll bring you up here.
And I want to work with females too, but I'd rather wait till I find a female to, you know, to really, you know, be, you know, work with the female side. I'd rather just work with the boys or, you know, the dudes right now, you know. But I want to work with both female and, but I just rather want a female to be like, you know, in the midst of everything, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Hey, I'm putting out there, big partner want to work with some female artists. Hey, if y'all out there, he ready. You know what I'm talking about? Buddy legit. Man, it's an honor for you to be on my show, man.
Anytime.
Real talk. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? Before we wrap it up, like, well, did you have anything else? Any shout outs? Anything else you wanted to get off your chest or say?
My crew, you know, Young N.O., Young Jagger, Young Fever, a.k.a. Young Fever, Section 8, Papa Philly, you know, some, you know, artists that we, you know, we all on sticking together type stuff, you know, from now, yeah, you know.
That's what's
just up. Everybody I rock with.
Man.
Send a shout out.
Man, big up, man. Hey, so like, you know what I'm saying? For those that's tuning in, is there any encouraging words you want to leave them with? Those that are trying to get into the game and try to follow your footsteps?
Man, just keep going. You know, read your paperwork. You know, read, or if you don't understand something, you know, get with somebody that understand and just, you know, remember you get out what you put in. You put a lot in, you're going to get a lot out.
That's what's up. Hey, but as far as your label, though, is there any other up-and-coming projects you got going on that you want to plug or put out there?
Yeah, I got my little brother, Young N.O. Young N.O., you probably heard him on that Similac Baby on that All I Know song. That's him on there. He cool.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Shout out to Young N.O. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we definitely
going. My son, K Glizzy, he got that.
Okay.
And he young. That's why I came up with the idea of the program thing.
Are you, Oh yeah, that definitely would be beneficial. You know what I'm saying? Well, for everyone, you feel me?
Yeah. Cause I be seeing a lot of like, you know, Big Brother programs and stuff like that, but I never seen nothing like that did that. Like, you know, I like to be different.
Yeah, I'm already knowing, bro. I'm already knowing. Like I said, we gonna definitely chop it up after this interview.
All right, that'll work.
You feel me? But hey, man, it's an honor, bro, for you to bless this to bless my show, Smith Express. You know what I'm talking about? The whole Gambino family, the whole N.O., bro, from Chattown to Louisiana. You know what I'm talking about? Real talk, bro.
One more shout out, bro. Before I forget, man, free my brother, Lil Gotti, man.
Hey, ain't that buddy that was on the Bourbons and Lax?
Yeah.
Bro, we was just talking about that, bro. Shout out to Lil Gotti, man. Classic verse, bro.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
He don't get, man, you see the views, you know, they got for that, like, you know, songs like that. He don't get nothing, though.
Damn, that's a classic, iconic song, bro.
Yeah, man.
Man, hey, you have no idea, bro. Hey, so look, so you know what I'm saying about, but even sending him something, like, it's clear to like, put money on his books and all?
Yeah, I got all the information and everything. I just, you know, I always send every week.
Okay, you know what I'm saying about? Hey, if it's cool, you know what I'm saying about? I'll definitely put something on there, you know what I'm saying, just on the strength.
Oh, for sure, that was up. You know, we locked in, you hear me? You know, you got my direct line.
Yeah, already. Likewise, boss. Whatever it is you need, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, bro. I'm definitely here, bro. Real talk. We definitely gonna get it in, bro.
I'm gonna email, man. I'm gonna send you this song, bro. I'm gonna email it to you.
I bet you. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? If you want, you know what I'm talking about? I'm heavy in like the South America area. You know what I'm talking about? I could definitely send them, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get a reaction or see people rocking out and dancing to you, like, vibing to it, I could definitely have that, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely want that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, say
less. That's what I've been doing, though, hitting, like, little spots. And, they, you know, they playing. They reacting to it like they didn't heard it already.
Man, hey, I promise you, bro. Like, as soon as you posted, I got that little notification, bro. I'm like, this nigga ain't for, you know what I'm talking about? You ain't playing no games 2020, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to let you know I'm consistent.
On me, hey, and I see that grind, bro.
Yeah. You know, that's why I like to put, you know, snippet, like, the show. Sometimes I might put a snippet up, like, soon as I write something. You know, just, you know, I'm always writing, and I just, like, I just feel like I'm in that zone right now, so I definitely write a lot now.
Yeah, most of that, your pen hitting hard right now, because, hey, you know what I'm talking about, with all that you've been through, like, you know what I'm talking about, like, you just not just, like, these new age, not downing nobody, but, like, you got a lot to talk to, so, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot to talk about, so it's like, with the whole, like, that blood, sweat, and tears you done put in, that's coming out, that's the best work for any artist. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's real.
I'm definitely gonna give you. If it's coming from me, it ain't gonna be no cut on it. It's gonna be rough.
On me, I'm already knowing. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? If you need, cause like my peoples do the radio editing. So like, if you need the radio edited, and shout out to the, so I'm saying, sent to a couple of radio stations. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we do that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely gotta do that.
Oh yeah, and look, you know what I'm talking about? And it ain't. It'll be within, what, less than a week, bro. And I'm going to send it back. So, like, in case you missed the premiere, you know what I'm saying? You'll have proof that it got premiered.
All right. Yeah, man. Let's do that.
Most stuff, man. Once again, man. Reginelli, man, it's dope, man, for you to bless the show. You know what I'm talking about? To get a lot off your chest. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got a lot off your chest, man.
Yeah, man. You know, anytime, man. I ain't anybody to do an interview with me. You ain't my gotta ask. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm gonna give you real.
Real talk. You didn't hold nothing back. You didn't bite a tongue. Not 1 minute. You let it be known. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what's up, man. That's
what's up. Just anytime you DM me.
Already, likewise, my G. So, shit, hey, you know what I'm talking about? When this quarantine stop and things start opening up, bro, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to definitely send for you to come to Chicago, and we're going to do that work with the youth. You know what I'm talking about? Like, man, because one of the things about me, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I got 7 books in stores and stuff, and in libraries, and I be sending my books to the prisons. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. 2 of my books deals with breast cancer. So, like, I linked up my corporation with America Cancer Society, and I be having my breast cancer walks at Soldier Field. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna come do that, man, with you.
Yeah, hey, definitely, bro. The next one, because all this quarantine stuff going on, like, the next one will probably be in March or April. You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I'm gonna send for you, and then we just gonna rock out.
All right, yeah, that'll work. I'm with it.
Big up.
I'm with it.
Let's get it popping, man. But, hey, you know somebody? We finna wrap it up. It's an honor, bro. I'm finna chat it up with you. And
all right.
And we finna go from there. I'm gonna hit you back in a couple minutes. All right, boss?
All right, do that.
All right, bet it up.
Bet.
All right. Yo, there you have it. Another great episode, legendary Reginelli from the Gambino family of No Limit. It's crazy he had to go through what he had to go through. But, hey, it ain't a loss. It's just a lesson learned. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, he turned nothing into something, and he's doing something great with himself. Now we finna link up, make history pop all over again, man. Shout out to Big Cuzzo, man. Let's get it. Smith Express, yeah.